Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. A fire over the Memorial Day holiday weekend did major damage to some homes and an historic church in the community of Howard Lake. Howard Lake Fire Chief Keith Bobrowski told KRWC Radio News that the first call on the fire came in at about 5 p.m. on May 29th, but before long, it became clear that multiple departments were needed.
We had 9 fire departments that helped with the fire grounds, and then we had 1 fire department that showed up with their rehab trailer through the Wright County.
The blaze was thought to have started in a shed or outbuilding on the property of one of the homes that sustained damage. And because of the close proximity to the historic St. James Lutheran Church, embers managed to find their way to the church steeple, which soon also was involved.
The 2 houses are significantly damaged. The parsonage for St. James has damage, and then the church. The steeple was the damage, then water damage interior.
The St. James Lutheran Church has been a fixture in the community of Howard Lake for more than 120 years. Chief Bobrowski says quick, diligent work from the dozens of firefighters on the scene prevented further damage. In early June, the state fire marshal's office released its determination that a youngster who was playing with a lighter inadvertently started the blaze, as MNN's Bill Werner reported.
The boy's father told officials his son set a stick of flame, stomped it out, it did not go out completely, and a storage shed in the yard caught fire, spread to the garage and house, as well as a neighboring house and nearby St. James Lutheran Church.
No injuries were reported, but 2 families were displaced by the fire. A Memorial Day weekend fire does major damage to 2 homes and other buildings, along with damaging the St. James Lutheran Church in Howard Lake, among the top area news stories of 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at krwc1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.